Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
So we're going to talk about some foods that you shouldn't really be eating at night for the reasons that they can interrupt sleep, they can make you toss and turn, they certainly can mess with your metabolism. So we're going to start, you know, talking about some of this because some of them also can contribute to weight gain and sleeping poorly. And you know that there is a direct link between not, you know, bad sleep habits and obesity. And we're learning more and more. Plus, some of the foods that we're going to discuss here contribute to reflux and heartburn and things that you feel at night. So let's start with alcohol. Now, okay, this is one of those that's a little bit kind of on both sides of the fence because even some of the sleep hygiene experts and sleep experts I've spoken with say a glass of wine at night does help you to fall asleep and help you to sleep better. But too much alcohol relaxes the valves that connect the stomach and the esophagus. And when that happens, your body's unable to keep the food where it belongs and you will really be at a higher risk for reflux. So that is something that you have to make that decision for yourself. Does it help you sleep? Is it something that's that important that it relaxes you? In my world, yes. And so, but yes, I do understand that it contributes to reflux. Soda doesn't get much more acidic than soda. Did you ever do the Coke tooth test? If you did, then you know what I'm talking about. So really, soda is one of the more damaging and acidic anythings found in nature. It damages those same valves that alcohol sort of relaxes, plus it increases the carbonation, increases stomach pressure. So you're really asking for damage to the esophagus when you drink soda pop. You shouldn't even be drinking soda. I mean, my kids get it as a very, very rare surprise. There's just nothing good about it, really. Water, milk, wine, just fine. Chocolate, while it's very, very good for us, certain flavors which are high in fat comfort and relax those same valves. And if it has caffeine and theobromine, which is also a lesser known stimulant, it can make it a sort of a triple whammy, make it a little bit harder to sleep. You know, those heavy desserts kind of sit hard in there. Citrus is also highly acidic. So a glass of orange juice or some really high acid fruits or a lot of lemon juice in something can also make your GERD or reflux just a little bit worse. Obviously, coffee, things with high caffeine are not going to be something that you want to indulge in at night. Another one that's kind of contributes to reflux or can contribute to reflux are nuts. When it comes to reflux, fat is fat, whether it's saturated or unsaturated. So despite that fact that nuts contain a healthy dose of unsaturated fats, and they are so good for you, they should be avoided before bed. Cashews, walnuts, macadamias, peanuts are seem to be the worst, while pistachios and almonds are not quite so bad. However, you do want to make sure that you avoid as much as possible nuts because they do contribute also to reflux. Another one is cheese. It's another fatty food, but if you do have to indulge, hard varieties such as Parmesan and Swiss have less of a reflux effect than the softer types such as feta and mozzarella. So that is pizza. Certainly something that if you're going to eat it before you go to bed, you want to make sure to eat it quite a good deal ahead of the time that you go to bed. But really, that's the general rule of thumb we've learned from all our sleep experts anyway, is that you want to eat at least 2 to 3 hours before you lie down and go to bed because that does contribute to that backing up of stomach acids. It does contribute to poor sleep habits and can interrupt that quality of sleep. So these are all things you want to do to help you get a good night's sleep, and that's really what it's all about. And of course, we're talking about all this great information right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.